This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Robin Dreek is joining us for this segment. Talking about Adam Montgomery. This is the man who his daughter went missing for 2 years, never reported it. Assumed dead. He's standing trial for that murder later in the year. Right now, he's being tried on weapons charges, you know, because he's a lovely human being. Robin, when we look at this case and the things that failed little Harmony, who is the little girl that is likely no longer with us, we had a system, a foster care system, and a Children's Protective Services system very involved in this child's life from birth, only somewhat recently giving the custody in 2019 to her father, who already had a very extensive rap sheet. The mother, an addict at the time, not fit for being a mother. But they thought, hey, you know what? Dad seems like a good option for you. Many argued, no, this is not. But it is what happened. How do we have systems break down like this? And then when the kid's missing, to be able to go on for 2 years and nobody is raising their hand going, what's going on here?
Yeah, systems fail, unfortunately, from time to time. And drug addicts are phenomenal liars and manipulators. When I first took a look at this, all you do is feel the pain. I mean, I always have this, the first response I physically and emotionally have when I see cases like this is I see tons of pain. You know, I see tons of pain early on in this person's life that caused them to go off the rails. Then he surrounds himself by other people that are completely, you know, like his estranged wife is off the rails. You know, she can't remember things accurately because of being drug induced at the time as well. But the thing that I think is really striking this, again, I know I keep going to these arcs of life because they're predictors of patterns, of behavior, of kind of giving us clues of where else to look and that there will be more. And what really struck me on this one was that this little girl goes missing for 2 years. You know what that means? So, okay, the state system failed in the foster care system to follow up. But also it means that these people are estranged from all family members. And that means that that didn't happen overnight. That happened over a period of time. And so there's a lot of unhealthy behavior in these people's lives going on for a long time that led up to the fact that no one even was aware that their grandchild or niece or nephew is gone. And so I think there's going to be more that can be uncovered by investigators there, because that's what raises questions is like, why did it take so long, like you said?
You're exactly right. And it speaks to the dynamic of that family or the lack thereof of any dynamic that a child could be gone for that long. When the system makes those sort of choices, though, and obviously, yes, systems fail, and it appears it certainly failed this time. Is there no standard as to, you know, or what is the type of standard to determine if this parent is fit to be a parent to be in the custody or have custody of a child when you have rap sheets like he did? It's baffling as to why some judges will say, yes, you should go here, and others it would be the last thing they would ever do. And there's not a lot of accountability to those sort of decisions either.
Yeah, it's a great question, Tony, and I wish I knew the answer to it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But what's really, I'm always a glass half full guy, as you know. I'm always looking for the positive end of things and what we're going to learn from them. And it shows like yours that kind of highlight this for an audience that is, literally addicted to true crime, because true crime makes people feel safer, makes them deal with situations in a healthier way. They think if they ever confront them. So highlighting these things to an audience makes an audience member hopefully go to their local town and community and say, what are you doing about our foster system? Can this happen here? And what do we need to do to prevent it from happening here? So I'm always, let's take the horrendous tragedy of one thing and use it as a dichotomy of what the worst case scenario can happen and make it the opposite dichotomy of it won't happen again here. So hopefully that's what we can come out of this one with, because this is a tragic, horrible story.
It seems, you know, you hear these stories. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, oh, our foster system in this community is wonderful, ever, for any community. Is it a matter of not having the resources and funding and they can only keep up with so much? I mean, what needs to be done where this system could actually be productive and prevent things? Sometimes parents, I think, and loved ones, they're in fear of how horrible these systems could be. And sometimes it's the lesser of two evils where, oh, you can go with this person who seems to have a pretty bad rap sheet, but they're your dad. Or, you know, good luck in the system after you hear all the horror stories of who's watching some of these children. They're doing and somehow just simply doing it for money, not really a whole lot of care for the kids. It's obviously an individual basis, but what needs to be done to fix a system like this?
Yeah, you hit it right there. You know, when people don't feel safe, again, that's a motivation for us all. We don't do things that make us feel unsafe. And when a system's erected like the foster care system, where they don't allow good, healthy relationship type people to feel safe with bringing children into their homes and into their lives, if they don't feel safe doing it, they're not going to do it. And so people are going to start taking advantage of the system to make money off the system, which is not what the system is meant to be. No. Because it's a social service that's a critical need. I kind of glump this together with mental health issues that we're dealing with right now, because it's just not getting the play and attention and resources it needs to fix these problems. Because again, if we fix the foster care system, if we fix the mental health issues, remove stigmas, you know, removed it as a way for some to make money, you know, that need money to further their own unhealthy behaviors, that might actually start fixing it at the grassroots level. But I'm with you. It just needs to be done in a way that people need to feel inspired again to take care of others, you know, to be of service to others and feel safe in doing so. And to feel safe in doing so, that's where the onus, I think, comes back on states and communities to make it a system where people feel inspired. They know the feeling internally of being of service to a child in a positive way. And then granted, there are some amazing foster parents out there that get completely overwhelmed because everyone, they're the horses. They're the ones that are running out front, and they get overwhelmed too because the system piles the children on them to their breaking points. Yeah. So we just need more beautiful people like that in our lives.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Robin Greek, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight. Robin, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. His website, peopleformula.com, if you want to learn more about him and his books and his experience. Super fascinating, good guy. Thank you so much, Robin. Hey, if you want to weigh in on anything that we talk about, we have a phone number for that. It's 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER. Easier to remember it that way. Call 24/7 and weigh in. We may use your audio on a future episode of the show. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.